Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso Police Department says two victims of a shooting near the police headquarters have died, and so has a suspected shooter, according to a news release from police. According to EPPD, Mia Molina and Victoria Whitman are victims of the Wednesday attack in central El Paso. The police department has identified Uriel Ontiveros as the suspected gunman, but have not shared a suspected motive for the attack. Family and friends of the victims are mourning their loved ones, with some posting on Facebook. Robert Chavez, director of El Paso Fashion Week, said he knew Molina for nearly 10 years and said she was under his direction as a model for the fashion group. Chavez also said she would organize fundraisers.
She had a passion for pets, you know, for dogs and for cars, for sports cars. And she would actually host events to raise funds and to have people actually adopt these pets, you know, and that's what characterized Mia, you know, just a loving, caring person. And she would do anything in her power, and she would take it upon herself to make things happen and help out the less fortunate.
Chavez said he is helping Molina's family organize a vigil for her at Mutz El Paso at 460 Vin Rambla. He said the event starts at 8 p.m. and asks all participants to wear white, and also invites attendees to show their condolences for Whitman. El Paso police say they are still investigating the attack, and police are calling on members of the public with information about the shooting to call 915-832-4400. A U.S. judge ordered the release of Paulo Cesar Gomez Lira from Immigration Customs and Enforcement custody late Wednesday. ICE kept the 27-year-old father in custody for 42 days, despite being a deferred action for childhood arrivals recipient. Judge William Johnson granted Gomez Lira's petition to be released from custody, according to a copy of the order from New Mexico's federal court. According to the ACLU of New Mexico and Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center, attorneys from the federal government declined to oppose his request for release in court. Federal agents arrested Gomez Lira on August 13th at his home in Horizon City. He was kept in custody at the Otero County Processing Center in Chaparral, New Mexico, until his release, according to his attorneys. And Mexican authorities have confirmed at least one of the people injured in the shooting at the Dallas ICE field office Wednesday is a Mexican citizen. KERA's Priscilla Rice reports.
A spokesperson for the Mexican consulate in Dallas says the victim's name isn't being released, but a representative has been in touch with the family to provide support and legal advice. Federal authorities say two detainees were injured in the shooting. A third was killed. According to a news release from the Mexican Ministry of Foreign Affairs, local representatives from the consulate are in communication with U.S. authorities conducting the investigation. They are awaiting authorization to visit the Mexican national in the hospital. In the news release, the ministry said it is committed to protecting and defending the rights of Mexican nationals living outside of Mexico. For KERA News, I'm Priscilla Rice in Dallas.
In other news, the U.S. Department of Education's decision not to distribute already appropriated funds to Hispanic-serving institutions is costing Texas colleges and universities nearly $60 million. That's according to a TPR analysis of grant funds over the last 5 years. TPR education reporter Camille Phillips explains.
According to TPR's analysis of the grants the Education Department said it was withholding, Hispanic-serving institutions in Texas received nearly $60 million in HSI grants last year. In a normal year, Texas colleges would expect to receive about the same amount again this year. More than $44 million in grants continued this year, and the remaining funding would ordinarily be awarded to new recipients, including Texas colleges. But this year, the Education Department didn't announce new HSI recipients. Instead, Education Secretary Linda McMahon said they were discriminatory and ended them altogether. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
And a new poll by the Texas Lyceum finds generational divides but enduring trust in local news in an evolving media landscape. The poll found a quarter of Texans turned to local news as their most relied upon source of information. Respondents under 30 relied more on social media. 42% of respondents cited elected officials as the entity most responsible for causing division. This ranked higher than social media, cable news channels, and other countries. The poll surveyed 1,200 nonpartisan Texas adults. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.